from Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey is here with what we call extremely local news, and the free parking in the West Loop coming to an end. Seamus, I didn't know there was any free parking anymore over there.
Well, it's really quite hard to find because of all the cars and traffic that have moved to the West Loop.
And construction.
And construction and all that, yes. But there were a bunch of spots, particularly on Lake Street and some of the side streets that were sort of the secret spots for the, especially for the residents, but some of the shoppers there as well. But those are going away. They put in 220 new metered spots in the last 2 weeks, and they've got 400 more to go. This was actually part of a Lori Lightfoot deal to try to raise more money for the city, and they're hoping to get about $7 million from these spots. But it took, 5 years now to get around to it because they blame the pandemic on some of the delays. But yes, these are all $4.50 an hour, which I guess could be worse. It's like $7 an hour down here.
I knew the free ride wouldn't last.
It was. It used to be glorious before a lot of those condos went up there. You could park mm-hmm. there and hide for I don't know how safe your car was going to be, but now, yeah, most of these are going to be gone. We've got a map on all where all the spots are at blockclubchicago.org, but you'll see the boxes and the signs and the tickets if you don't pay.
Yeah, active 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, so Sunday I guess we get a break still. This is an interesting story about the Chicago River, especially in light of the fact that I think it was today or yesterday that the Paris mayor took a dip in the long-polluted Seine River, fulfilling a promise to show that river was clean enough to host open swimming competitions during the upcoming Olympics. But here, there was supposed to be a swim event, and I guess the permit's been denied? Is that what happened here?
That's right, yes. This is called the Chicago River Swim. It was going to be 500 swimmers going from about State Street all the way to Wolf Point and back. But the problem is they announced this thing before they actually got a sign off from the city, and so now they've been in a bit of a standoff. The city said no, and they didn't blame it on debris or E. coli or a giant carp or
dead body,
right? Car tires that the car that jumped off the Marina City. They said it's that particular route. It's unsafe for the swimmers, for the first responders, for the boaters and kayakers, because it's obviously the busiest part of the river. So they're at the point now where I think they're just trying to renegotiate a different route to do it. But as of now, like I said, about 500 people are planning on taking their chances. And they say these are professional competitive swimmers, so it's not like the guys that jump in after Lollapalooza.
That's supposed to take place September 22nd. It could be a little chilly by then, too. You never know what's going to happen.
I'm not going either way.
This is about the coalition to march on the DNC and their fight with the city. What's the latest on that?
This one's been going on for a couple months now. There's a coalition of groups that have come together. They want to march as close to the United Center during the Democratic National Convention as they can. They fought with the city. The city wanted them to basically march through Grant Park during, the parade route where they march. They put everything down there nowadays. But they've won some court cases, and now they're negotiating a route. The city came up with, they start at Union Park, and they go down Washington Boulevard, and then come back on Lake Street, where all the new parking meters are. but the coalition rejected that. They said some of these side streets that they're sending them down are going to be too tight for a crowd their size. They're estimating about 50,000 people are going to be at this protest. So they're working on, they're trying to get something bigger than some of these side streets. So I think this will probably go down to the wire as the city, really tries to keep them as far from the United Center as possible.
More at blockclubchicago.org, including a nice story about South Chicago Vietnam vets restoring a mural there. Blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you.
Thanks, Bob.